This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. The NCAA men's basketball tournament is in full swing. 16 games were played yesterday. Another 16 will be in the books by the end of the day today. And joining us now to talk about these proceedings is our regular Friday guest, sports writer Stefan Fatsis. Hi, Stefan.
Hey, Robert.
Catch us up on what's happened so far today.
Oof, chaos. The game just ended. Villanova lost to George Mason, 61-57. Last second, frantic three-point shot, came down, a lot of scrambling. Game ended. It was a great ending, sort of what embodies the first or second round of the NCAA, as Mike Pesca told us all yesterday. It's not the first round of the NCAA tournament anymore. And that means that George Mason had been that surprise finalist to the final, I'm sorry, surprise Final Four participant in 2006. Right. Yesterday, we had Butler, surprise finalist in the tournament. Both continue on, so the old Cinderellas survive.
Michigan beat Tennessee 75-45. That doesn't sound right.
That is right. Yeah, Michigan won easily. Notre Dame won easily. But Michigan's route was the shocking one. This was a game between an 8-seed Michigan and a 9th-seeded team, Tennessee. Tennessee had reached the final 8 of last year's tournament. At one point this season, they were in the top 10 in the country, but they had a big distraction throughout the season and again this week surrounding their head coach, Bruce Pearl. Pearl has been very successful, averaging 24 wins in 6 seasons. Also a very colorful guy, occasionally wore an orange blazer on the sideline, the school color of Tennessee. He once painted his upper body orange along with some students at a Tennessee women's game. But in the fall, he admitted to improper recruiting and also lying to the NCAA during an investigation. He was suspended for 8 games. His salary was reduced. The NCAA hadn't issued its final ruling yet, but on Wednesday, the school's athletic director said that Pearl's future was in doubt, and you've got to think that this was probably his last game in Tennessee.
Please don't say it was a distraction for the team.
I didn't.
Okay. Number 1 seed Duke is playing right now against the 16th seed Hampton. I assume Duke is leading that one?
Yeah, they've doubled their score right about now. A 16 seed has never beaten a number 1 seed. The number 1s are 105-0 since the NCAA tournament went to 64 games in 1985. It's going to be 106, and it will set up an intriguing second-round match between Duke and Michigan. And I say intriguing because of a documentary that aired on ESPN earlier this week about the Fab Five, Michigan's all-freshman starting five from 20 years ago. And in the film, the Michigan players talked about how much they hated Duke. One of the players called black players who went to Duke Uncle Toms, raising class issues, wealthier African-Americans versus inner-city African-Americans. And that drew a response from Duke graduate and NBA player Grant Hill about the divisive nature of these comments. Michigan players have said this week that they were talking about how they felt at the time when they were much younger, but this upcoming game is going to continue that conversation.
Oh, we hear a lot about upsets in the early stages of the NCAA tournament. How are the brackets holding together so far?
Well, the higher-seeded teams have won 17 out of 20 games. The 3 lower-seeded winners were an 11, a 12, and a 13 seed. And historically, the one that's occurred with the most unusual frequency is the 12 seed beating the 5 seed. That's happened 36 times. That's more than the 11 seed has beaten the 6 seed. And the reason, I think, is that the 12 seed is often a mid-major school, not in an elite conference, might be underrated by the committee that makes these seeds. That was the case yesterday when Richmond defeated Vanderbilt. There's another one that's going on right now that's possible, Memphis against Arizona.
But historically, when the 12 seeds make it past, or the 5 seeds make it past, whatever it is, do they succeed in the next round?
Now, the 12 seeds don't get much further. They've only made it to the final 8 in the tournament once. They've never made it to a final 4. And I found online a paper by a bunch of mathematicians that was published in Omega, the International Journal of Management Science. And here's what I learned. The highest probability for final 4s, 1-1, 2-3 seeds, 1-1, 1-2, 1-1, 2-2. So Cinderella slipper does not always fit, though Butler proved us wrong last year. We'll see what happens this year.
Stefan Fatsis. Thank you, Stefan.
Thanks, Robert.